Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching comes from a recent seminar that Andrew did in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. This classic teaching on spirit, soul, and body is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Let me just summarize a little bit. This morning I started talking about how that we have a spirit, soul, and body. And most people don't really acknowledge the spirit part of them or the spiritual world very much. We are mostly carnal, which I defined as being dominated by what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, your five senses. And most people only believe that what they can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel is real, that there isn't anything beyond that. But according to the Scripture, there is a spiritual realm, and the spirit cannot be felt or discerned by any of your five senses. You have to use faith. And faith is dependent upon what the Bible says. The Bible is like a mirror that you see your spiritual self in, or it's like a window that you look through to see into the spiritual realm. This will explain things to you that are happening, and they're real. They just can't be felt with one of your five senses. And so this is what we were talking about, and then I began to make the application that when you got born again, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that old things passed away, all things became new. And just by observation, you can tell that's not talking about your physical body because it didn't change. You can tell that that's not talking about your soul, your mental, emotional part, because that doesn't just automatically change. But there is another part of you, the spirit, and in the spirit you are completely changed. You are identical to Jesus. You are perfect in your spirit man. And I said a lot of summary, general statements about this. I want to go back now and begin to show you some of these specific truths from Scripture and establish this. And if you believe what the Word of God says, this should begin to start painting a picture for you of what you're like in the spirit. And once you see this, it gives you the ability to react differently than just mere people do. You aren't only human. If you've been born again, there is a part of you that is supernatural, that is as perfect and pure and holy as Jesus is. And once you understand this, you can choose to operate supernaturally. You can choose to operate in the power that God gives and not be limited to being a mere man or woman. That sounds nearly too good to be true. But that is absolutely true. You are supernatural. You are a world overcomer. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And that's not something that is going to take place. It is something that has already taken place in your spirit. Here in Ephesians chapter 4, I wish I had time to spend a lot of time in these verses. I actually spent one entire year meditating on Ephesians 4. 17 through 24. I spent a year on those verses, and it just transformed my life. But let's look at verse 24. It says, "And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." This scripture is talking about putting on the new man. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, new creation. So this is talking about putting on that new part of you, which after God was created in righteousness and true holiness. Notice the terminology. It didn't say put on the new man, which is becoming more righteous and holy. It didn't say put on the new man, which has the potential of righteousness and holiness. It says you were created righteous and holy. The moment you made Jesus Christ your Lord, your born-again spirit that you received was created instantly, righteous and holy. And the word righteous just means that it's in right standing with God. Literally, it's talking about that there is no imputation of sin. No, God doesn't hold any sin against you. Your spirit is clean and holy and pure. It was created righteous and truly holy. So when a person, when you hear people say that, oh God, make me righteous. Well, there's only two ways that that can be interpreted. One of them is that they aren't born again. They aren't saved, and therefore they want to get saved. Because if you aren't saved, you aren't righteous. All your righteousness is like filthy rags, is what Isaiah 64:6 says. So if a person is praying, oh God, make me righteous, they either need to be born again, or if they have already prayed and made Jesus their Savior, then they're praying completely contrary to what the Word says, because in your spirit you've already been created righteous and truly holy. Now, many people struggle with this and they say, no, this can't be, because you don't know what I've done. And you feel guilt and shame and you see this. But here's a key to all of this. I pray that you can get this, because this will change your life. But John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. It didn't say you might worship Him. It's the best way to worship Him. You get the best results if you worship Him in spirit and truth. No, it just says that God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and He looks at you in the spirit. He doesn't look on your outside. Now, because He's God, He's aware of all things. God knows what you look like. God knows if your body is hurting. God knows what you're thinking. He knows if you're glad or sad. God knows those things, but God is a spirit, and God relates to you based on who you are in the spirit, not based on what your body is like, your actions, not based on your thoughts, what you're thinking. God deals with you based on who you are in the spirit. So if you're one of these that, because you've done something wrong and you're guilty and condemned in your mind, you're saying, no, God couldn't be pleased with me. That's because you think God is looking on the outside. But God is a spirit. And to really worship Him, you have to worship Him through your spirit, through that born-again part of you. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, the last part of that verse says, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Mankind, again, just like what I was saying this morning, we are all in touch with your physical body. You know exactly what your physical body is like, whether it's hot or cold, how it feels. You know exactly what your emotions are like. You automatically know this. We are in touch with the physical world, and we think in this physical terms. You think about yourself as a physical, natural human being. But God is a spirit, and God puts the emphasis on the spirit part of you. I keep pointing to my belly, because the Bible says in John chapter 7, is out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake He of the Spirit. So your spirit, your born-again spirit, is here in your belly. Some of us look like we got more of the spirit than others, but it's not true. Amen. So God is a spirit, and God looks at you in your spirit. We are physical, natural people, and we tend to only deal with ourselves on the external. You know, I've already used 2 Corinthians 5:17 that says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The verse right in front of that says that henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, now we don't know Him that way anymore. There's some great truths in there I'd love to preach on. I hadn't got time to do it. But He's saying that He looks at people not based on their outside, but based on their inside. He knows people spirit to spirit, heart to heart. He doesn't judge people based on the color of their skin, based on what they look like, how they comb their hair and things like that. So much of all of the prejudice and the problems that we have is because people deal with other people based on the external. We have different colors of skin, different colors of hair, different styles. I wear boots, cowboy boots, and some people immediately look at that and form an opinion. And, you know, we just deal with so much based on external things. But did you know, in our heart, you're exactly the way that I am. God made all of our hearts alike. I don't care what language you speak. I don't care how you dress. I don't care what color your skin is. And if we would deal with people based on the heart, all of these prejudices that people have would be gone. And so he says, we don't know any man after the flesh. Let me just expand on that a little bit and say that, you know what? You don't need to know yourself after the flesh. You don't need to know yourself in the natural. You need to get to where you know more about yourself in the spirit than you do in the natural realm. Because the next verse, if you are in Christ, you are a brand new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And in your spirit, you have been created in righteousness and true holiness. And God is a spirit. God isn't looking at you and basing His love for you and His relationship with you based on your actions, based on your thoughts. It's all based on whether or not you've made Jesus your Lord. And if you've made Jesus your Lord, then in your spirit, you became a new person. God sent the Spirit of His Son into your heart. Your born-again spirit is literally the Spirit of Christ. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 9, now if any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So if you're saying, well, I'm born again, but I don't know that I have the Spirit of Christ. Well, Romans 8, 9 says, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you aren't saved. If you're saved, you do have the Spirit of Christ. It says in Galatians chapter 4, I believe it's around verse 6. It's either verse 4 or verse 6. It says that God sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. God, when you got born again, the Spirit of Christ came into you. Your born again spirit is the Spirit of Christ, and it was created righteous and holy. So you need to quit knowing yourself just based on the external. You need to quit thinking that God is upset and displeased with you because you haven't done everything right. The moment you got born again, all of the righteousness of Jesus was given to you.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the subject of spirit, soul, and body. This teaching series was recorded at a special Holland GTS in Amsterdam. It's available in a 3-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM231 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who are partners with us and helping us to get the gospel truth out. You know, we now reach over 60 million homes in the U.S. and 160 million homes outside of the U.S. And I tell you, I'm excited. People's lives are being changed. But there's much more to do, and those of you who have benefited from this program and yet have never become a regular partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about doing so. There are millions and millions of people that we need to reach with this gospel truth, and we can't do it without you. So I ask you to pray about it, and then as God directs you, become a regular partner with Andrew Womack Ministries.